It's nearly lunchtime in the kitchen at the Regency care home near Pontypool. Before she sits down to her roast chicken dinner, I speak to 92-year-old Joan Ford about her experiences of the food that she was served before she moved to this care home.
I lost 2.5 stone.
And that's because there wasn't the choice or there wasn't things there that you liked?
I just couldn't eat it.
You just didn't want to eat it.
It was awful.
As the trolley of food comes down the corridor, Joan explains why she now looks forward to mealtimes.
Tell me about the difference in the foods here.
Oh, my goodness. It looks nice, tastes nice, different things. Well presented, I can come in here and sit down and know that I'm going to eat it. I haven't turned anything down.
Regency is one of several care homes teaming up with Torvine Council, the local health board and others to carefully monitor the meals it serves to make sure residents get what they need each day. A few years ago, the council tested care home meals and found that some were providing 800 calories each day, others 3,000 calories, neither in keeping with the recommended daily amounts. Christine Smith works for Torvine Trading Standards.
It's difficult actually to know why people were doing what they were doing, but in terms of portion sizing, that was quite obvious. One's perception of what is adequate will vary between each person.
That has a big impact on the residents then in the care home.
Absolutely. Over a long period of time, it can have an impact.
What we have here is an example of what we found within the care home survey.
Back in the kitchen, dietitian Sarah Herbert explains the difference the right diet can make.
Our food has a huge impact on mental and physical well-being. So from a mental health aspect as well, it means that residents might suffer from a low mood or depression, and it's not that it will cure that, but it will absolutely help to improve mood and improve well-being and improve mindset around eating as well.
What kind of things do we avoid then by having a correct diet in settings like this?
Maybe a risk of pressure sores, prevention of falls, acquiring community infections such as pneumonia.
So if we get these meals right, it can stop people going into hospital.
Absolutely.
Potentially, and stop pressure sores getting worse, that kind of thing.
Absolutely.
As the Older People's Commissioner for Wales, Sarah Rokira says good nutrition is an issue in many parts of the country.
It is unacceptable that in parts of Wales, older people are malnourished in the place they should be able to call home, in the place where they should be able to receive and have a right to care and support to keep them as fit and as healthy as possible. I don't think we've recognised how vitally important this is. That is not right or good for older people, nor is it good for the public purse.
And when your office looked at individual care homes, are there any particularly bad examples of where care homes haven't got this right?
Well, one that did stick with me was about a gentleman who was on, needed a soft diet, and that primarily all he had to eat was mashed potato. People who told me that in the afternoons, invariably all they seemed to have available to them were cold, dry sandwiches. It's not anything any of us would want for anybody that we care about, and it should be unacceptable for people care homes.
It's hoped the work here in Torvine, care homes carefully considering menus and recipes, will help create a database and eventually a website that other care homes can use to make sure they're giving residents the nutrition they need. In the dining room, the verdict from 92-year-old Joan is clear.
Lovely.